Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. It must be remembered that the United States is a colonialist country. Surrendering to her tariff policies will endanger the nation's sovereignty. The United States, a global peddler of capitalism, has unleashed a quote-unquote tariff storm worldwide. Disregarding the principles of free market economy, one of the capitalist's core philosophies, and the rules and regulations of the so-called World Trade Organization, WTO, it created. This, once again, proves that the capitalist system is inhumane and exploitative. Bangladesh's interim government has adopted a submissive policy in response to the U.S. tariff measures. They have already made the suicidal decision to purchase 25 expensive Boeing aircraft, along with importing cotton and LNG from the United States, even though many countries are canceling their orders due to Boeing's poor performance. And they are holding one-on-one meetings with the United States, keeping the public in the dark through a historic, quote-unquote, non-disclosure agreement, NDA. The reason is that the country's aware citizens, sincere politicians, and intellectuals know that the U.S. wants to use Bangladesh as a geopolitical pawn and desperate to implement the colonialist projects in this region. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَثْقَفُوكُمْ يَكُونُوا لَكُمْ أَعْدَاءً وَيَبْسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَأَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالسُّوءِ.
And if they gain dominance over you, they would be your enemies, and they will unleash their hands and tongues to harm you. Surah Al-Mumtahana, Ayah 2. Capitalist economists, despite their knowledge of political economy, are so naive that they view the U.S. tariff policy only from an economic perspective and fail to find any solution beyond economic measures to counter them. The Americans would have received a befitting response if the interim government had evicted American companies from Bangladesh's energy sector as a response to this inhumane U.S. tariff policy. Yet this issue has not even been considered in the calculation of the U.S.-Bangladesh trade deficit. The power-hungry BNP has deceived the people by promising full cooperation to the government in dealing with U.S. tariffs, while the United States is extending their domination over Bangladesh. Some have not hesitated to gift Jamdani saris to American diplomats. On behalf of Hizb ut-Tahrir, we warn the interim government, the U.S. is a colonialist country. Refrain from entering into any agreement with it that is against the country's interests. Instead, this opportunity must be used to avoid all forms of dependency, including trade, on the United States. O people, politically aware individuals know that the United States has repeatedly pushed the global economy into recession due to its capitalist colonialist policies. Now it has declared a trade war to establish its unilateral control over the world. The unilateral trade policies and new tariffs of the U.S. pose a threat to global trade, Dr. Muazzam, Research Director, CPD. Now surely, the quote-unquote utopia of the free market economy has been exposed to the contemporary economists. Only the Khilafah, caliphate system, will make the country's economy self-reliant and replace the economic policies dependent on FDI, foreign direct investment. It will uproot the U.S. colonialist institutions, like the IMF and the World Bank, from the country and establish a leading economy based on Islam and bring the world under the shade of a just and balanced economy. You know that Hizb ut-Tahrir had previously presented the manifesto of the caliphate's leading economic policies at various local and international conferences. Therefore, unite with Hizb ut-Tahrir's sincere and visionary leadership and move forward to establish the caliphate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
And if only the people of the lands had believed and feared Allah, we would have overwhelmed them with blessings from heaven and earth. Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 96. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.